Jack Robinson is here. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal, and we talk on Friday mornings about economic stories. The biggest business story of this past week is Kaiser Permanente's plan to build a hospital in Sacramento's downtown rail yard. How soon is this project likely to get going?
Mayor Kevin Johnson says it could be a decade, and I think that's probably an ambitious schedule when you consider what needs to be done. I mean, remember that Sutter Health took 14 years to build a single tower in Midtown. So, and in this case, you know, Kaiser's starting from scratch on a site that may still have some environmental issues. So it's going to be a while. And it's really so early in the game that Kaiser isn't even saying how much the project would cost, how many beds it would hold, or even what it would look like. But still, all that taken into account, it's a very big deal for a lot of reasons.
And this is obviously a big deal for rail yard developers to land such a big player like this.
Kaiser's buying the land, so it's making a big commitment, and that's really key to the rail yard development. You know, we've been talking about the rail yard forever, it seems, and there have been a lot of big ideas and all sort of theoretical. Now it's for real. And, you know, for instance, there's the soccer stadium, which looks promising, but won't happen until Sacramento gets an MLS franchise. And then there's the proposed food and ag research campus for UC Davis, but that's not a done deal either. So this medical center should give developers and banks the confidence they need to move ahead with other ideas for the rail yard.
I wanted to ask you about this other fairly big story. It has to do with a lawsuit that levels pretty serious allegations against some well-known real estate investors here.
This is a case filed by the bankruptcy trustee for a company once run by Dipal Wanakuwate, best known as the owner of the former Sacramento Capitals tennis team. But he's also well-known for running a massive Ponzi scheme using his company. He was convicted last year in federal court. So the trustee is trying to recover some of the $150 million that got lost in that case. And she sued a number of parties, including a pair of well-known investors in the company, Jack Swigert and Larry Carter.
What exactly are the allegations against the investors? Didn't they lose money in this scam?
The bankruptcy petition says Swigert lost nearly $20 million and Carter nearly $7 million. But the trustee alleges in her suit that they were so involved with the company that they knew, or they should have known anyway, that it was a sham. And according to her, in the suit, they shouldn't have been lining up for reimbursement. They should be paying back other investors. So neither they nor their lawyers are responding to these claims yet, but it looks like we've got a messy court case coming.
A while back, we talked about how the Kitchen Restaurant is moving to the west end of Broadway. Now there's another big new project slated for that neighborhood.
It's really amazing how suddenly Broadway from Highway 99 to the Sacramento River is a really hot development zone. There's the Kitchen, and near Interstate 5 in the same neighborhood there, we have the Mill at Broadway, which is an infill home development under construction. And the latest thing now is a mixed-use building at 4th and Broadway that would have commercial, retail, and apartments when it's finally built out. It would become a landmark, I think, if it's built as proposed, where there would be this giant 10-foot-tall lighted sign that says Broadway. It would be very visible from the freeway. But, you know, this is another example of a big project that got started before the recession, got put on a shelf, and has come back to life.
Well, since we're talking about the Kitchen, that's high-end cuisine. What about the other spectrum? I mean, we've got the fair coming up. The fair is from July 10th through the 26th. Any leads on what kind of food we can expect?
I do. I have a tip on that from Sonia Sorich, our restaurant and retail writer. It's not pretty, though. It's get ready for this. It's New York chocolate cheesecake, deep-fried, wrapped in bacon. I mean, this is like performance art. It's not food. This is something you watch other people do. I would not touch a thing like that.
All right. Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
That's Jack Robinson, editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.